Welcome to the program. We begin in Malaysia, where the top court has upheld a guilty verdict and jail sentence against former Prime Minister Najib Razak. Najib appealed a 2020 conviction for money laundering and corruption and a 12-year prison term. Prosecutors have said $4.5 billion was stolen from the 1MDB fund, which he co-founded. The court charged Najib for illegally receiving $10 million from that fund. He's been on bail since 2018, pending that appeal. For more on this story, let's bring in Florence Louie, who joins us live now from Kuala Lumpur. Hello there, Florence. What happened at court today?
Well, it's been a day of high drama at court. The hearing was originally scheduled to go on till the end of the week. Now, instead, we heard Najib's lawyers attempt to file an application asking the Chief Justice to recuse herself, saying that she was biased. That application was heard and dismissed. Najib's lawyers also sought to have the hearing postponed. That postponement was rejected. And ultimately, we heard Najib speak from the dock itself, where he again attempted to portray himself as a victim of justice. He sought to paint the High Court judge who heard the initial case as biased. He said the Chief Justice who's hearing this final appeal could also be biased because on the basis that her husband had posted critical views of Najib on social media several years ago. But ultimately, the five-member panel of the federal court dismissed those arguments, and the court said that their findings, based on what they read from what the High Court said, and also based on the submissions at the Court of Appeal and the written submissions that was filed at the federal court, their findings were that there was nothing wrong with the initial decision made by the High Court that would warrant this final court to intervene. And therefore, they upheld his guilty conviction. And it also means that his sentence of 12 years and a fine of the approximate value of $45 million is upheld.
So where to from here, Florence? What's next? Is he headed to jail?
That means he will go to prison. The judge said there will be no stay of the sentence. Now, we are still waiting to see we're still waiting for Najib Razak to emerge from court. As far as I know, after the court was adjourned, he was seen in the dock speaking to members of his family. His son was there, his wife was there as well. Now, he will be headed to prison. And it's very likely that it will happen today. Now, he will be the first former Prime Minister of Malaysia to be imprisoned. Now, there were concerns that because UMNO, that is the party to which Najib Razak belongs, and this is the dominant political party in Malaysia, because this party is now back in power, there were concerns that there could be interference in the judiciary in these proceedings. There were concerns that justice may not be served. Because we've also seen in the last few years that corruption cases involving politicians had somehow faded away because the Attorney General had decided not to pursue the cases. So there were concerns that this could happen. Now, this judgment now will allay those fears. And another thing is, because Najib has long sought to portray himself as a victim of political persecution, that argument will hold less water now because this judgment has been delivered with his party still in power. So it's going to become a lot more difficult for him to argue that he is a victim of political persecution. And this is important because, remember, there are also several other cases involving 1MDB that are still ongoing against him. This particular case involves a former subsidiary of 1MDB, and it's long been regarded as one of the less complex cases in that whole corruption saga.
Thank you for bringing us up to speed. Florence Louie, live for us in Kuala Lumpur. Thank you.